I'm going to call the meeting to order. Before we stand for the pledge, I notice we have Miss Pleasant Prairie there and some princesses and junior. So if you gals would like to come up to the microphone and introduce yourself to us. Just give us your name and address and your goals for the year. We're going to have to lower the microphone now.
My name.
This microphone is yellow.
Yeah.
I don't like yellow microphones.
Maybe just give us your name. No addresses.
My name's Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Okay.
Brooklyn.
Glad to have you here.
My name's Rachel.
Okay, and you are, I can't read that banner from here. Little Miss Pleasant 2013, okay.
I'm Sydney, and I am the junior Miss Pleasant Prairie.
I'm Megan, and I'm Miss Pleasant Prairie.
So what do you girls have planned for this year to do?
I wrote a speech.
Okay. But as long as you're standing, we're going to stand now for the Pledge of Allegiance. And if you girls would lead us in the pledge, we'd be honored.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. That brings us to item three, roll call.
John Sybring.
Here.
Monica Yuha. Here. Steve Morkowitz.
Here.
Clyde Allen.
Here.
Mike Serpe. Here.
Now that you've got to sit down, we have item four, citizens' comments.
If Megan wants to step forward.
Hi.
My name's Megan. I'm this year's Miss Pleasant Prairie. As Miss Pleasant Prairie for this year ahead, I plan on focusing on community service. I myself am going to be involved in numerous community service opportunities, as well as getting kids involved in community service activities. My goal is to get kids involved in improving the community at a young age, so when they are older, they will be more involved in it, producing a better community. It also gives kids a sense of self-worth. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak under citizen comments? If not, we're going to close citizens comments and move on to item five, administrator's report.
Nothing tonight, Mr. President.
That brings us to item six, correspondence. First item being item A, to receive the preliminary estimate of January 1st, 2013 population from Wisconsin Department of Administration.
Mr. President, we received a preliminary update from the Department of Administration in Wisconsin indicating that since 2010, when Pleasant Prairie was 19,719 people, we are now over 20,000, but 20,004 people is their estimate of the population of the village. And I just want to call some attention because I think there's probably these numbers don't make a lot of sense in that our population has gone up, but the number of motor vehicles has gone down, the number of tax filers has gone down, the number of filers plus dependents has significantly gone down, the number of income tax returns is down by over 1,000. But and we also have less of an institutionalized population from 200 to 170. So these are all indicators that really get us to the point where you say you're growing, but all of our indicators say we're shrinking, but now they're saying that the number says we're now up at 20,000. So my initial inclination is to probably should send something back to the state and say, are you sure this is right? And I mean, this affects a lot of things we do and how we receive aid and grants. In some respects, if we accept these bad numbers, it means we get more shared revenue because we'd be perceived as being a declining community, but it, all things being equal, that really isn't the case. So, but anyway, you know, we really felt that after the last census that we probably crested 200,000, but you know, a large part of this is that people that live in Pleasant Prairie but have a Kenosha mailing address, when they mail their taxes, you know, they put Kenosha, their mailing address, as their municipality they live in. DOT is not very good at keeping track of where a vehicle is housed. I know myself, I'm still changing it from town of Pleasant Prairie to village of Pleasant Prairie every time. And so the state databases really aren't working. So that's what I have with regard to that report.
Maybe we can look at an article, because that is a thing we notice. Even on mine, I noticed some. One of them said City of Kenosha.
Right.
And if we explain in the article how it affects our road aids and everybody check their registration when they get them, it might make a difference. And
right.
People probably don't pay attention to those details on there. But
money goes to the city otherwise instead
right.
of coming back to the village.
And I think it might be Mike Spence's fault if he's got more people riding bicycles now instead of driving. So. Mike?
Mike, is it true that once the population hits 30, 35,000, we have to change it to the city of Pleasant Prairie?
No,
45,000.
Different administration, different board.
Yeah, that'll be a future problem for somebody.
All right, thank you, Mike. That moves us to item 7, new business. First item being item 8, receive the Planning Commission recommendation and consider approval of a certified survey map to subdivide outlot 4 of the Devonshire subdivision, generally located within the 4900 and 5100 block of 93rd Street, and this is dividing it into two parcels.
The petitioner is requesting to subdivide outlot 4 of the Devonshire subdivision, which is generally located within the 4900 and 5100 blocks of 93rd Street, to create one parcel that's 18,075 square feet on the northwest corner of the site where the westernmost house sits, and the other property would remain as 36.562 acres, which would be left for future development, future single-family development. The existing homes and the garage located within the area that's proposed to be dedicated for Cooper Road and the southern extension of 93rd Street are proposed to be raised in accordance with the village raising procedures and applications, either prior to recording the CSM or by December 1st, 2013, whichever occurs first. As you can see from the overhead, the lot 1 shows the existing home, and to the east of lot 1 is the proposed right-of-way dedication of Cooper Road for a roundabout at 93rd Street and Cooper Road extension to the south. There is a house and one detached garage in that right-of-way, and that's the area of the structures that need to be raised. All 7 of the other structures and outbuildings on the property, which is on outlot 2, or lot 2 of the CSM, need to be raised by September 1st, 2014. Between the interim period up until September 1st, 2014, all of these structures shall be properly maintained by the owner and free of vandalism and casual entry. If the remaining structures become a public nuisance, the village will notify the owner in accordance with the village municipal procedures for their immediate removal. As part of the preliminary plat for the Devonshire subdivision that was conditionally approved by the village board in March 2007, the intersection of Cooper Road and 93rd Street is proposed to be improved with a roundabout. Therefore, as part of the CSM, as you can see, a 100-foot radius is being dedicated for that future roundabout, and also the extension of an 80-foot ride dedication for the future extension of Cooper Road. As you notice on the CSM, there are trees shown on the CSM that are proposed to be removed. These are the same trees that were identified and approved to be removed pursuant to the preliminary plat for Devonshire. These trees are proposed to be removed when Lot 2 is developed at the cost of the developer of Lot 2. As you may notice, the west 25 feet of Lot 1 is identified as a tree preservation and protection access and maintenance easement, and that is also pursuant to the preliminary plat for the Devonshire subdivision. These trees and landscaping and bushes in this area are proposed to be protected. The petitioner is also requesting the deferment of public improvements in 93rd Street and Cooper Road extension south until Lot 2 is developed. Language will be added to the CSM that indicates it's the developer of Lot 2 who was responsible for the design and construction of Cooper Road and the 93rd Street Cooper Road roundabout required public infrastructure improvements. The existing home on Lot 1 will be required to connect to both municipal water and municipal sanitary sewer. Both of these services are available in 93rd Street. The property owner will be responsible to pay for all and existing property taxes and special assessments associated with the Lot 2 and the dedication of these right-of-way areas. And just one note, as you may recall, the Village Board on August 5th, 2013, held a public hearing and changed the address for the house that's shown on Lot 1, which again is the westernmost house that will remain. The address was changed from 5029 93rd Street to 5149 93rd Street. Again, this change has become effective already on August 15, 2013. The Plan Commission at their last meeting recommended approval of the CSM, including the deferment of the public improvements subject to the comments in the staff memorandum and the conditions as specified in that memorandum.
Okay. What is the board's pleasure?
I'll make a motion to accept the recommendation to approve the certified survey map to subdivide out lots.
Second.
Motion by Monica, second by Clyde. Any further discussion on this item? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. It brings us to item B, and that is considered denial of a third invoice submitted by Ron Sierra for perceived use payments on parcel number 93-4-123-203-0200.
Mr. President, we've received as the agenda indicates, a third invoice for what Mr. Sphere perceives as services provided to the Village of Pleasant Prairie by, his eyes, having land that's being a conservancy. We've denied the first two, and my recommendation is we deny this payment as invoice. I'm not treating it as a claim, a legal claim for damages, but merely an invoice that he's given to the village, and as with our other invoices, whether we receive that service or not, dictates whether or not we recommend be approved. We've also forwarded this to our insurance company for our insurance for legal counsel to provide legal assistance should go on any further.
Move to deny the third invoice.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Steve for denial. Any discussion on this item? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item C, consent agenda, items 1 and 2.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Monica, second by Steve. Any further discussion on any of the items on the consent agenda? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item 8, Village Board comments.
I'll go ahead.
Clyde?
First, I want to thank all four of the Miss Pleasant Prairies for attending and leading us in the pledge. Thank you very much for what you do.
Yes, I forgot. We have to have the wave. No, everybody waves. I didn't see a wave from. There we go. All right. No, it wasn't all together. Number two was not waving. So all together now. There we go. All right. That's mandatory, you know. It's in your contract somewhere there. So other board comments?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Clyde for adjournment. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries.